Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. See and be seen. That, in a nutshell, is how UK safety and health specialist Mark Pershowitz captures the essence of staying safe out on the highway when it's necessary for a farmer to move equipment. For farmers, he says, be able to see approaching traffic to the rear may require extendable mirrors on cab tractors. But for many farmers, their tractors don't have cabs.
And there, what you have to do is use a little ingenuity, as one farmer did, who mounted kind of a swing arm on the side of his tractor bolted to the frame by the engine. And when he was on the road, he could swing that mirror out. It was on the left side of the tractor. He could swing it out so that it would allow him to see past the implements or wagons he was towing. And then when he wasn't using it, he would just pull the pin and swing it back and lock it into place against the side of the tractor. The point is that no matter how you do it, it can be done on a non-cab tractor.
On the being seen side of things, the slow-moving vehicle emblem is the minimum. But what about when a large round hay bale might block the view of that emblem on the tractor?
One farmer takes an SMV emblem, mounts it on a type of a spike, and then he jams it into the bale on the back of his tractor so that he always has an SMV emblem in view.
We'll be right back.
Need a better job? Need technical training? Want to go to college but didn't finish high school? You can take free classes to get your GED diploma. Contact your local adult education center or go to knowhowtogokentucky.org. That's knowhowtogokentucky.org. Don't delay. Start today. This message brought to you by Kentucky Adult Education, Council on Post-Secondary Education. KnowHowToGoKentucky.org.
If you've got them, light them up, is how UK safety specialist Mark Pershowitz thinks farmers can protect themselves out on the highway by at least using available safety flashers to create attention.
That's the whole point, is that people are more and more distracted, and it's already difficult to see a slow-moving vehicle when you only have a few seconds before you run into it because of the difference in speeds. So you have to do things that catch people's attention.
Pershowitz has said if he's out there on the highway, he'd do whatever he could to call attention to his equipment, light it up like a Christmas tree.
A lot of construction vehicles or highway vehicles will have rotating beacons or amber beacons or strobes. I think those are excellent things to have. Some of the new large equipment is coming with rotating beacons as standard equipment, but that doesn't help most people. But you can go out and buy those things.
He encourages all motorists and farmers to use care, patience, and good judgment when farm equipment has to be moved out on the highway. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.